Coming up on episode number 772, by request tonight we're going to feature the music of Grace Mendoza, better known as Grace Jones, who celebrates her birthday today. We're going to hear, we're going to actually take a big bite out of her heavy covered career. She does a lot of covers in her, or has done a lot of covers in her library. We're also going to listen to a few covers of songs that she's done. All this and much, much more. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, May 19th, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of The Cover Story on Coverville. Tonight, taking a look at the music of Grace Jones, who is no stranger to doing a lot of covers, a lot of reinterpreted songs, and she really does reinterpret her music, reinterpret the music that she does decide to cover. She's kind of, I don't know, I would say that she's a precursor to performers you see these days like Lady Gaga, and even to some degree Madonna, where it's not just about the music, it's about the performance, and it's about being very present in not just music, but also in acting. Of course, she was in Conan the Destroyer with Arnold Schwarzenegger. She was in the James Bond movie A View to a Kill in 1985, and has done you know, a lot of acting as well as her musical performances, and they are performances. Now, depending on where you look, her birth date is always May 19th, but it's either 1948 or 1952. So we're going to straddle a line here and say that she's, you know, maybe 63, maybe she's maybe she's 61. Whatever the case is, happy birthday to Grace Jones. And this is a requested cover story. Big thanks to Lawrence, who gave me 6 months. He gave me half a year to put together a Grace Jones cover story. He said, you know, you need some time to find some great material. And I thank him for that. All right, let's get into the music. We're going to start off with a cover she did. We're going to hear, I think most of the show actually is going to be Grace Jones covering other performers, and that is going to be the case with the first one. A track from 1980 from, from a collection called New Wave Gold. Here's a cover of The Pretenders' Private Life.
Fascination. Private life, Tom will be. Baby,
kind of a tribute to a film sack episode we did a couple weeks ago. Demolition Man, covered there by Grace Jones from a 1981 album, Nightclubbing, which also featured a cover of that song right there, Nightclubbing as well. Originally done by the Police, Sting also kind of recovered it for the movie, and great Police song right there, covered by Grace Jones. Before that, Petra with her cover of Pull Up to the Bumper, a song that I don't think is about parking cars. I don't know. It's just a hunch. That comes from her 1995 album, Scent of Attraction. One of Grace Jones' biggest hits, I'd say, that and Slave to the Rhythm, which we're going to hear a cover of later on in the show. And then we start off the set with Private Life, originally by the Pretenders, covered by Grace Jones and included on a 1980 collection called New Wave Gold, which featured, yes, you guessed it, a bunch of other New Wave Gold artists. And the Solid Gold Dancers. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Stitcher. Check them out, stitcher.com. Now you can listen to Coverville on the go with the Stitcher Smart Radio application. With Stitcher's free app for your mobile phone or iPad, you can listen to the latest episodes of Coverville and all your favorite radio programs on demand anytime and anywhere you want. And new episodes of Coverville and all your favorite shows. Well, you have other favorite shows besides Coverville? Come on. Are delivered instantly to your mobile phone without having to download or sync, which can be a hassle. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have to wait till you get back to your computer synchronize to get new stuff on your iPhone or your smartphone, do you? Not only is the Stitcher app free, but for a limited time, Stitcher is offering a chance to win an iPad 2 to all new listeners. Just go to the iPhone or Android app stores or stitcher.com/Coverville. And during registration, here's the important part, during registration, enter the promo code Coverville to be automatically entered to win an iPad 2. The latest Coverville show will be waiting for you in your favorites. Plus, you'll have access to thousands of other podcasts on demand without downloading or syncing. One new listener who signs up for Stitcher using the promo code Coverville will win an iPad 2. That's Stitcher, STITCHER.com/Coverville.
That's going to be the second song in this set. The first song in the set is I've Done It Again. This is performed by A Camp from an album that came out a couple years ago, their covers EP. Another fantastic, fantastic voice. I love the voice on this female singer. We're going to hear that right now, originally done by Grace Jones. Here is A Camp with I've Done It Again.
I've done it again, done it again, done it again. ever pray like a night waiting for the day. Strange shadows me back home. Footsteps echo on the stone. Rainy nights on Aspen Boulevard. Parisian music drifting from the bars. Tu cherches quoi? Rencontrer la mort. Tu te prends pour qui? Toi aussi. Tu détestes la vie.
Song that was originally performed by Astor Piazzolla, and I'm trying to find something that confirms this, but I believe that Grace Jones was the first person to perform it as I've seen that face before. She might have been the one to write the lyrics for it. I think it was an instrumental before that when Astor Piazzolla wrote it and performed it. That cover right there, though, was by the inimitable Kirsty MacColl, amazing vocalist and songwriter and singer that sadly is no longer with us. That comes from her 2001 collection called The One and Only, a cover right there of Libertango, I've Seen That Face Before. A song that Grace Jones, if she wasn't involved in the writing or lyric writing of it, is certainly well known for performing it. Before that, Grace Jones herself covering Love is the Drug, kind of a longer extended version. That comes from a recent collection called The Best of Grace Jones, 20th Century Masters from 2003, originally done by Roxy Music, covered by quite a few different artists, but Grace Jones, one of the better known. And we start off the set with A Camp, Nina Persson from the Cardigans fronting that group. An album that came out 2 years ago, or actually a covers EP that came out 2 years ago, included that song right there, I've Done It Again. Well, Coverville is also brought to you by Viator, viator.com. So you're out on a trip, right? You're out there and you've got your, you decided not to bring your laptop, but you've got your iPhone, maybe even your iPad. And all of a sudden you find yourself with some extra free time. Maybe you're there for a conference, you've got some extra time, but you don't know what to do. You know, you don't want to go to all the touristy things. You don't want to go sightseeing. You want to see maybe some of the less known surprises and experiences that await you in the city to which you're visiting. Well, Viator has got the thing for you. Not only can you use their website to find your unforgettable experiences and unbeatable deals, you can also use your iPhone or your iPad, and it's location aware. You're in Venice, it's going to show you all the things in Venice. You're in Las Vegas, it's going to show you all the things in Las Vegas. And you're going to get discounts, you're going to get lower prices than if you were to find these things on your own, guaranteed. Check them out over there at Viator.com. Download the app for your iPhone or your iPad, and you'll have access to thousands of the available experiences that you can find in the cities you're in, as well as user reviews. These are really cool, really handy. You can see what other people have said about these things. Hey, want to go check out a ghost story tour in London? Psh, be awesome. Or actually a walking tour of Jack the Ripper. It's so cool. Anyway, check it out. Viator, viator.com. Unforgettable experiences, unbeatable deals. Check out their new iPhone and iPad apps. They're free. One set of music left to play for you, and we're going to start this set off with a Grace Jones cover of Bill Withers. This is Use Me, and you'll find it on her 2009 album, The Collection. Here is Grace Jones.
Oh, you won't. Machine, powered
That's it. You know, I keep an eye on the time counting down, and sometimes I think, all right, yeah, it's just going to slowly fade out. And then other times, boing, it's gone. It's done. It's over. Warm Leatherette, probably the most seductive song written about a car crash ever. And if you're familiar with the original version, which is by a group called The Normal, you know what I'm talking about. It's a very, very different take that Grace Jones puts on that song, a much more melodic take, honestly, than the original version by The Normal. If you don't know the lyrics to that one, take a moment, Google it, look at the lyrics of that song. It's a very bizarre, bizarre song. Grace Jones and her cover of Warm Leatherette from her from the album of the same name, which came out in 1980. They call those three her best albums, Slave to the Rhythm, Warm Leatherette, and Nightclubbing. So if you're looking for a way to get more Grace Jones into your life, well, there you go. For me, this was enough. Slave to the Rhythm right before that by Shirley Bassey. Of course, she who did all those James Bond songs herself. That is from her 2007 album, Get the Party Started. A song originally done by Grace Jones. And then we start off the set with Use Me, originally by Bill Withers, covered there by Grace Jones and included on her 2009 Greatest Hits collection called The Collection. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a couple of shows. A couple things I really wanted to tell you quickly, though. Number one, a week from tonight is the Coverville concert, number two, in Las Vegas. We're going to be recording it, streaming it live, so keep an eye out for that. It'll also be kind of the highlights will also be put into episode 777, so be aware of that as well. Makes sense, right? Las Vegas, triple sevens. Also, you have 1 week. If you have been wanting to become a Coverville citizen and you've really been keeping your eye on the black Coverville Lanes t-shirt that you get for free when you become a Coverville citizen, you have 1 week to become a Coverville citizen and get that shirt. I'm putting in the very last order for those shirts at the end of the week. And at the end of May 27th, we switch over to the new shirts that I'm designing, and those will get sent out with the Coverville 700 to 800 episode DVDs. So if you've been wanting to get the black Coverville t-shirt, now's the time. Do it. Go to coverville.com/citizen and sign up today. We'll be back next week with an all-request edition, I believe, on Tuesday, and then a cover story on Thursday. I'll have a cover story up, even though I will be out in Vegas at the time. Through the magic of podcasting, you'll never even know I wasn't there. But that is going to do it for tonight. Until next week, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E, cashfly.com. Coverville also like to thank our sponsors for the show today, Stitcher.com, internet radio for your iOS device or smartphone. Download it for free. Go to Stitcher.com/Coverville. Not only do you get the app, you get entered into a drawing to win an iPad too. Also, big thanks to Viator at Viator.com. Check out their iPhone and iPod app or iPad app. Check them out over there at Viator.com. Where's my volume button? Here it is. Oh, hey, I forgot to say Coverville is also part of the Frog Pan Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com. Podcasts, so good. They're not perfect, but they're perfect for you.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.